This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Rachel Pope with the Douglas Forest Protective Association to give us an update on what's going on. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I know that we talked about this over the weekend. The
fire danger level went up around this area starting on Saturday.
Yes, on Saturday we increased the fire danger level in the Douglas District to high.
And talk about what goes into that.
So based on several consecutive days of above normal temperatures, they significantly dried out our grasses, brush, and other fine fuels. So although we experienced slightly cooler temperatures over the weekend, they did not improve enough overnight moisture recovery to reverse those drying conditions. So, you know, it was in the 80s this weekend, but if you're out there, you knew, like, that sun exposure, your skin was hot. So even though those numbers were showing in the lower than where we could be at this time of year, it's still drying out those fine fuels. So now we're heading into another week of forecasted heat and low humidity, meaning that those fuels will continue to dry out and fire potential will remain elevated.
And so it's really not all about just a particular day.
No, fire danger isn't based on just one hot day. It's based on that cumulative driving of our fuels over time.
So when we talk about the public use restrictions, what do people need to remember?
So just remember that anything that's spark producing, such as using chainsaws or mowing dry cured grass, weed trimming, cutting, grinding, or welding a metal, or using power-driven equipment for property improvement can only be allowed before 10 a.m. or after 8 p.m. Those are going to be the cooler times of the day.
And what about when it comes to campfires?
Campfires are only allowed at designated locations, and debris burning, which includes the use of burn barrels, is absolutely prohibited.
And, of course, for the industrial operators, you didn't actually change the restrictions, right?
At this time, we capped industrial fire precaution levels at level 2, and that's going to be district-wide.
And what does that entail for them?
Under IFPL 2, the following activities are only allowed between 8 p.m. and 1 p.m. Now, remember, that's through the nighttime, 8 p.m. to 1 p.m. So the use of power saws, feller bunchers with rotary head saws, cable yarding, blasting, welding, cutting, and the grinding of metal. And it's also important to remember, I know I receive a lot of questions on why is the public use restrictions going higher, but IFPL remains the same. Why aren't there the same regulations on industry? Actually, there's more strict regulations that are on the industrial operators. That includes having fire watch that needs to be conducted after operations. They must have fire suppression equipment and the required firefighting tools. And they also train their fire professionals to be able to suppress a fire if it should occur.
And so what are those requirements designed to do?
It's really just designed to limit human-caused fires and to protect our forests.
So fire season, I can't believe we're this many days into fire season?
Yeah, as of today, we are 45 days into the 2026 fire season. Within those 45 days, we've had 21 days that were at low fire danger, 21 days that are at moderate fire danger, and now we're in that high fire danger, and it's been about 3 days since we've implemented that.
Now, since the fire season began, what are we looking at in terms of fires?
Thankfully, right now, we've only experienced 40 fires on the district that have burned 80 acres. Unfortunately, of those 40 fires that I've experienced on the district, they are all 100% caused by human.
And what are some of the leading causes?
The leading causes of those fires is related to equipment use. So equipment use can encompass anything that's vehicle related, whether that started off the highway due to faulty brake system or your catalytic converter. The other is related to mowing dried cured grass. And those are our number one causes that we've experienced so far throughout the district. That second one, top cause, is still related to debris burning. We've most recently responded to a fire caused by debris burning on July 8th.
And what's the biggest fire been so far?
So far, the largest fire that we've experienced was the Little Rock Fire near Roseburg on June 26th, and that burned about 29 acres and was caused by mowing.
And, you know, I was looking at some of the data down south for the East Evans Creek Fire, which apparently was caused by a vehicle crashing into a pole. Pole came down, sparks, and here we are.
And here we are.
And I'm amazed as well how quickly that situation has ramped up. 1,000 people involved in that one right now. It's amazing the effort that goes into dealing with these situations.
You know, when an occurrence happens like that and a fire takes off and homes are threatened and we have level 3, level 2, and level 1 evacuations in place for those folks in Jackson, we have our resources available and we are going to respond together and do what we can to tackle that fire and hopefully get everybody back into their homes safely.
Now, right now, with you're obviously fully staffed, you got high fire danger. What happens when fires start? What can people expect to see out there?
Now that we're in higher fire danger, DFPA is in automatic dispatch. So what that means is if we receive a call, whether it's a smoke investigation, we are going to respond with our helicopter that's on staff and with all of our engines as well.
And that obviously the idea is to hit things hard at the front end.
Exactly. We want to get those fires out as quickly as possible and keep them as small as possible.
So around Oregon or the Pacific Northwest, what do we see in the data?
Before the fire down in Jackson County occurred, we had no ODF team deployments, which was a positive. So this is the first ODF incident management team deployment out there. Right now, we're at preparedness level 3 on an ODF Oregon Department state level. Preparedness level 3 means be aware there's high fire potential throughout the state, and that is going to require resources. The Northwest geographic area or the Pacific Northwest area is in a preparedness level 2, but nationally we're in a preparedness level 4. So what does that preparedness mean? There's limited resources to allocate to fires. When we have a lot of fires on the landscape that requires firefighters and equipment and helicopters, that can increase that preparedness level, and it also is indicative of the weather that we're experiencing and the fire potential that's out there. So just being aware of what we're experiencing, being aware of the things that are occurring, and continuing to keep Douglas District safe while all of our firefighters across the state are helping Jackson County.
Well, and as well, we've got a few other fires around Oregon.
Yeah, there's several large federal fires that are already burning in Oregon that started way before that Jackson fire started. We have the Salmon Fire and the North Cayuse Fire and the Anthony Fire that are out in the central area of Oregon.
So as we kind of look ahead here, do you have any good news in all this?
Every one of our fires this season has been human caused, which means each could have been avoided. So, you know, as temperatures continue to climb this week, we ask everyone to know the restrictions, wait until the cooler hours to use equipment, avoid activities that could create sparks, be mindful of where you park and how you recreate outdoors, and report smoke immediately if you're unsure of its source. We're experiencing drift smoke on the southern part of our county due to that Evans Creek fire in Jackson. But if you don't know that source of the fire, call 911, report it so we could respond and investigate it.
Wow. Well, it seems like, you know, all it takes is really one spark and things can really change quickly.
Yeah, we all have a role to play in preventing wildfires and protecting our communities, our forests, and our firefighters who respond together. We can keep Oregon green.
All right. Back at it. Looks like you're nowhere near the end of fire season.
No, we're just in the teeth of it. So.
Yeah. All right. We're going to check it again soon with Rachel Pope. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.